The next patient is Randy Hord. The last name is H-O-R-D, like in Delta. First name, Randy, R-A-N-D-Y. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been present for a long time. Along with this, the patient has coronary artery disease with a quadruple bypass that was done in April the 21st of 2019. Period. The patient was admitted to the hospital with a serology that was positive for ANA and ANCA vasculitis. With a myeloperoxidase that was elevated at 130. The patient was admitted to the hospital and a therapy with steroids and the administration of rituximab was done right away. A kidney biopsy was done. The patient had a complication post the kidney biopsy with significant bleeding and hematoma in the left subcapsular area. And the result of the biopsy that was done on November the 14th of 2020 was consistent with diabetic nephropathy, class 3. The biopsy showed glomeruli with Kimmel-Wilson nodules and arteriolar hyalinosis. There was a effacement of the food processes that is the explanation for the significant proteinuria that he has. Period. When released from the hospital, he was CKD stage 4. The BUN was 54. The serum creatinine was 3.42. The patient has hypoalbuminemia, proteinuria and nephrotic levels, and anemia with a hemoglobin of 8.3, period. The changes in the serology were attributed to the administration of hydralazine, the medication that was stopped, period. Today, the patient comes here for follow-up, and he is weak, he is tired, he's nauseated. He looks pale. We are going to order laboratory right away in order to make a determination of what is the next step. Number two, anemia related to CKD. Number three, the patient had a renal dynamic scan done during the last admission in which it was determined that the left kidney demonstrated significant dysfunction, producing just 12% of the total kidney function. The remaining part was the right kidney. In summary, we are in the presence of a CKD stage 4 with nephrotic syndrome, anemia, and a right single kidney function. The patient has hyperuricemia that we are going to reevaluate following lumbar coronary artery disease that has been stable, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number diabetic retinopathy that is followed by the ophthalmologist. And pancytopenia followed by the oncology doctors. As mentioned before, the patient will be seen in the laboratory workup tomorrow morning. We are going to get the results and we will make a decision regarding therapy. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup as well as the imaging and the admission to the hospital along with the kidney biopsy. In the face-to-face 25 minutes and the documentation 8 minutes.